Back in January, a new group called the Petersburg Police Association petitioned the state to be recognized as a new local labor organization separate from the bargaining unit for most city employees who are part of the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. In his opening statement to the board panel, Police Association attorney John Hoag said the nature of the police officer's job sets them apart from other city workers.
As far as these employees are concerned, the representation has been inadequate. And that is because they have a conflict between them and the rest of the city employees due to their significantly separate community of interest because they are law enforcement professionals. They also do shift work, but the most important factor is that these are the people that enforce the order. These are the people that have to make decisions to arrest. These are the people that are held to a higher standard of conduct than the rest of the city. These are the people that have to make deadly force decision.
Hoag argued that the board has granted the request for other law enforcement bargaining units in Alaska and said a third bargaining unit in the city would not be too much of a hardship for city management. However, the city's attorney, Bill Mead, contested that point, saying another union contract would add to the time that city employees on both sides of the table would be spending negotiating and administering a labor agreement. He also challenged the officers' assertion that their needs have not been reflected in the past contract language.
APEA has not abandoned in any way, shape, or form the interests of the police department employees. Police department employees have been actively involved in going to the table, negotiating contracts over a span of 20-some odd years, proffering proposals that they wanted to see into the contract, having those proposals be advanced by APEA and work their way into the existing contract.
Mead pointed out that the association was trying to break away from a bargaining unit that has been in place and had a relationship with the city for 25 years. The 14 police officers and dispatchers who filed the petition fall under the representation of the Alaska Public Employees Association. The APEA's Pete Ford pointed out that the board had only approved similar bargaining units for initial organization, not severing a group of employees from an existing bargaining unit. He pointed to two board decisions that involve nurses in the Fairbanks School District and airport police officers and firefighters in Ketchikan.
And in both instances, largely because of the demonstration of the long-standing relationship and the fact that adequate and appropriate representation had been provided, both of those petitions were rejected. We see this as being almost an absolutely parallel case, particularly to Ketchikan, where police officers were specifically involved.
The hearing lasted all day with breaks for a power outage and lunch, and the three parties called witnesses and cross-examined those testifying. Police Chief Jim Agner, who was represented by APEA before he became chief and won't be represented by either union now that he is chief, testified that the union did not push for specific police officer contract language he sought in past negotiations. And Police Captain John Hamilton testified the officers would be better off as a standalone bargaining unit.
I was a member of the Mercer Island Police Association. We were a standalone labor organization. We hired a law firm to represent us in negotiations as well as disciplinary hearings, officer use of force issues, anything related to that. And that was the case the entire 8 years I worked there. It was it worked very well for the members.
The city has two existing groups of union employees. Employees in the electrical department are represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and they reached a new agreement with the city in January of 2010 with small wage increases for each year of a three-year pact. The city and the rest of its workers have not agreed to a new contract. The two sides have disagreed on whether the APEA workers should see wage increases and reductions in paid time off. The employees have been operating under the terms of the expired agreement for roughly a year. Current city manager Scott Hahn testified that as many as 8 employees have been involved in the APEA contract negotiations on either side of the table. He estimated that he has spent hundreds of hours in preparing for the negotiations, as well as the talks themselves and administering the contract, which includes addressing grievances. Meanwhile, former city manager Bruce Jones testified he did not think a third bargaining unit would be a significant drain on the city of Petersburg. However, City Clerk Kathy O'Rear, a member of the city's bargaining team, thought it would have an impact.
Outside of it's going to take away time for the initial negotiations and ongoing negotiations for contracts, it's going to get involved with our daily activities or our payroll activities.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if there's a whole different benefit change, it's going to cause a lot more time involved for myself and my deputy to work on payroll and get it out on time. Yeah. Administering, keeping track of who has what left in their paid time off banks, a whole bit. It's going to put more time involved.
Attorneys for the three parties will be filing written arguments in the next month, and the panel of board members will issue a ruling on whether the new bargaining unit can organize. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.